Lincoln's Chamber President weighs in on the property tax relief bill coming up short. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Motes, 67 degrees at KFOR. Nebraska lawmakers ended their 60-day legislative session last Thursday with not being able to pass a property tax relief bill during final round of debate, leaving it stalled for now. On Lincoln's Morning News on KFOR today, Lincoln Chamber of Commerce President Jason Ball said, while it may be a long shot to make everyone happy, there was a lot of good work accomplished this session, and there are some consensus items in the final version of LB 388 that he hopes will come back.
Part of it was front-loading tax credits. Right now, for some of those tax credits, taxpayers, when they file the taxes, they need to file for them to get them. And as a result, several people that weren't filing their taxes, they were filing their taxes, but maybe weren't filing for that tax relief, they weren't getting the benefit of those tax credits.
Governor Jim Pillen is expected to call a special session sometime this summer to get the bill taken care of before this fall. City council members Monday voted unanimously to approve a land swap with the state of Nebraska for a new prison in northeast Lincoln. Councilmember James Michael Bowers expressed his disappointment before the vote on the new state prison location off of 70th and I-80, saying the northeast part of Lincoln doesn't need a corrections facility.
Northeast Lincoln residents have made it clear that this location, while not ideal, is a better option than the one on 102nd and Adams. And it's unfortunate that we've been forced to essentially choose between two sites as opposed to the original 70 sites that the state said that they went through.
The land swap will keep the area of 102nd and Adams to be used for future residential development. Lincoln fire officials are still investigating what exactly caused a 3-alarm fire Monday afternoon at Lincoln Cars near 23rd and Cornhusker. High winds fueled the spread of the fire. Nobody was hurt. Damage amounts are at $650,000. The roof and west wall collapsed. Sunny and breezy here this afternoon. A few clouds and a high around 70. Right now, 67 degrees in Lincoln. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR News.